the week heard you're 50-50. Can you upgrade that, downgrade that, or is it still where you're at?
51-49.
You will play?
You can go either way you want. Yeah, it's still 50-50. And, you know, I don't feel as good as I want to feel, put it like that. And, you know, I'm doing everything I can to get out there. But I just can't, you know, make it worse than what it is.
The fact that it's week two, does that, and not week 13, 14, 15, does that impact the way that you would decide if you're ready to go or not ready to go?
No, I treat every week the same. I mean, I want to play. And that's not because it's early in the season or late. It doesn't matter. I mean, I like being out there. I hate missing anything. So that's just my motivation. I don't like to miss.
You say you don't think you can hurt any worse, or you don't want to do anything to hurt it
worse? Well, I don't want to hurt it worse. I mean, hamstrings can be tricky, so, you know, I definitely got to be careful about it. But I'm pushing myself as hard as I can without messing it up.
If you're absent,
is it tough to look around the Greeks room over there and see Elvis?
You know, I've been through this a few times, and it's never something that you want to see happen, but. And after going through it, you just got to fight it and try to do everything you can to get back out there. I know they are, and that's exactly what I'm doing.
As a team, there's a lot of key guys sitting in that room.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever seen anything like this early in the season?
I probably have. I would have to think about it, but you don't want to see it happen on your team. You know, I've seen it on other teams, but, you know, you don't want to see your team go through that. But, you know, at the same time, guys got opportunity to step in and replace us if we can't go. You know, I expect them to do well.
What advice do you have for Jonathan and for Cassius if you're not able to go? Obviously, their roles expand.
Well, it's not much I could really say. Just play your butt off. I mean, plain and simple. You treat it just like any other game. You just go in ready to go. I mean, that's all the motivation they need. I mean, it's the National Football League, so you got to be ready to go in the week.
If you do play, you're going to play against A.J. Green, a pretty good player from Georgia. What do you know about him, and what do you see from him so far?
Well, I used to like him. I don't like him this week. But, you know, he's an explosive player. I mean, he's just waiting for his coming out party, and we can't let that happen this week.
So you probably watched a lot of him, a lot of his college games.
Yeah.
What kind of player is he, especially for a – you know, guys only played one game. We always hear about how long it takes rookie wide receivers to kind of get up to speed.
But, you know, it's funny about him. He was one guy I looked at in college and said he could have came out after his freshman year. You know, he was a man amongst boys in college, and he didn't fit in, honestly. And now he's fitting in the league just like he's been here forever.
How similar is this injury to the hamstring problem you had back in 05 and missed a couple of games?
Well, that was a long time ago. Well, it's similar, you know. It could take as long as that. It may not, but, you know, I think I missed a game or two with that one. I don't expect to miss too much.
Andy Dalton, a rookie quarterback, what do you expect to see from him?
Well, the one thing I noticed about him watching tape, he plays with a lot of poise. He doesn't panic. I mean, you expect him to struggle a lot, but he hasn't really struggled a whole lot, you know. And, you know, that might have been a steal for them. I don't know what round he went in, but he's a good quarterback. I mean, we can't treat him like a rookie.